to Psy.
Spend the day with Psy.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you, if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie, called the mind, is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is the beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtotara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number. Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
Namasmarana.
only you have this faith in the name, you need not struggle to secure the chance to detail to me your desires and wants. I will fulfill them even without your telling me. Why? Did Ramadas take his seat in the veranda like you and await his chance for an interview? The Lord carried to his very door the things that would fulfill his innermost wish. Korika or desire can never be destroyed by fulfillment. The desire multiplies like a weed. One seed sprouts and produces a tree, which in its turn scatters a thousand seeds, which grow into a forest of trees, with millions of seeds growing again into a thicker jungle. The only high, meaning comfort in Telugu, is in Sai. The name of the Lord is the Narasimha incarnation to the Rakshasas of the Kali age. Have the name bright and clear on your tongue, in your mind, and the form symbolized by it before your eye and mental vision. Nothing can harm you. Train children from their infancy to repeat and rely on the name. Let them imbibe it with the mother's milk. Train them yourselves, practicing it and demonstrating before them the shanti that you win by it. Do not step back, move forward. Do not hesitate or doubt. Do not deny the joy that you have derived, the courage that you have felt. If you so doubt, your only income will be suffering.
The 27th name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali is
Om Sri Sai Abhaya Pradaya Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Om Sri Sai Abhaya Pradaya Namaha. In the Ramayana, we have the Lord's assurance Abhayam Sarva Bhutebhyo Tatam Yetat Pratam Mama. I shall be the refuge for all beings. I shall confer on them freedom from fear. This is my resolve. That is why we call the raised palm with which Baba greets us as the Abhayahasta, his picture or a packet of vibhuti from his hand, or a talisman given by him, or his name repeated or remembered, has saved devotees from enemy troops, from accidents, from fire and flood and bombs, indeed from all conceivable dangers. That is the manual gesture which many idols of the Lord have in temples. That raised palm prevents evil forces from approaching us. It strikes terror into the enemy. It is a gesture of assurance of grace. Devotees love to pray before that picture, for Baba safeguards them from disease, disaster, despair, doubt and dishonor. The most felt disease from which Baba safeguards us is the disease of being caught up in the cycle of birth and death. In the Gita, the Lord has said, "Give up all your calculations and discriminations between what is right and wrong, what is good and bad. Surrender your judgment to me. Follow my will, my commands. I shall save you from downfall. Do not grieve." Dear listeners, till now you listen to the explanation of the 27th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Abhaya Pradaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Sri Sai Abhaya Pradaya Namaha. Salutations to Sri Sai, who gives security to all. In the Ramayana, Prabhu Ramachandra has given a promise to his devotees. He says, Abhayam sarvabhutebhyo dadamyetad vratam mama. I have taken a vow that I will free all living beings from fear. We are so fortunate to have our Lord Sri Satya Sai Ram among us, giving us the same assurance. The devotees are attracted towards many different forms of God, but the one that attracts most is where his hand is raised in blessing, because from the Abhaya Hasta, they draw strength to cross this turbulent ocean of life with confidence. In many photographs, we see Swami giving his blessings. His Abhaya Hasta makes us realize that we are under the umbrella of Swami's grace. A beautiful story about this Abhaya Hasta. Once, Swami was giving a discourse at Chennai. The pavilion was packed with devotees. They were engrossed in Swami's divine darshan and his discourse. Suddenly, from the audience, a one-year-old child sitting in a lady's lap began to wail loudly. She tried to quieten him, but to no avail. Instead, he started wailing louder. Everyone around was disturbed and was unable to hear and enjoy the divine discourse. Just then, from the dais, while continuing with the discourse, Swami smiled, looked in the direction of the child, and raised his Abhaya Hasta in blessing. Next moment, he closed his fist tightly, and the child stopped crying. The discourse continued. Swami told the translator, a 25 paise coin was stuck in the child's throat. Here, I have taken it out. Saying so, Swami opened his fist. There was a 25 paise coin in it. On seeing it, the translator was excited. He immediately related the narrative to the audience, and the audience responded with a thunderous applause. Here, we must understand one thing. Although the child was on its mother's lap, she was unaware of the problem. So, she did not even invoke Swami, and the child was too young to understand anything. But the one who grants freedom from fear, can anything remain unknown to him?
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 27th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Abhaya Pradaya Namaha. The 28th name is
Om Sri Sai Ratnakara Vamshodbhavaya Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Om Sri Sai Ratnakara Vamshodbhavaya Namaha. Ratnakara means the sea, which is the treasure house of pearls and corals, two of the nine ratnas or gems. It also means the earth, which is the source of the remaining seven precious stones. We who are benefited by the gems of advice and inspiration, gems of grace, gems of glory and wisdom from Baba must be filled with joy and wonder that the family name of the Rajus of Puttaparthi appropriately is Ratnakara, source of gems. Baba has said that for the avatar, the Lord selects the appropriate family and place. The Ratnakara family has a Ratna in Kondamaraju, the centenarian saint, and another gem in Peddavenkaparaju, born by the grace of the great saint Venkavaduta and named after him. His consort was Ishwaramba, so named because she was born after her father constructed an Ishwara temple and installed Ishwara therein. They systematically observed the Satyanarayana Vrata to propitiate God as Satyanarayana, and this gem among avatars, Satya Sai Baba, came down into their lap and into our lives. May we deserve His grace. May each of us become an efficient instrument for His use. May each of us become a straight and hollow flute transmuting His breath
into the melody of love. Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the 28th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Ratnakara Vamshodbhavaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Ratnakara Vamshodbhavaya Namaha. Salutations to Sri Sai, who is born in the dynasty of Ratnakara. Bhagavan Baba says, whenever God incarnates, He chooses a suitable dynasty and a place. Baba chose the Ratnakara dynasty. Sri Kondamaraju, who belonged to this dynasty, was a pious person. Devi Satyabhama, who was eagerly awaiting the arrival of Sri Krishna, had come in his dream and given him an indication about the advent of Sri Krishna in Puttaparthi in the years to come. Devi Satyabhama, who was eagerly awaiting the arrival of Sri Krishna, had come in his dream and given him an indication about the advent of Sri Krishna in Puttaparthi in the years to come. The pious Sri Kondamaraju had close relations with many realized souls. He used to discuss spirituality with many of them. Among these was Venkavadhuta. Once, Sri Kondamaraju and Sri Venkavadhuta were sitting in a banana grove and talking with each other. Suddenly, Venkavadhuta held Kondamaraju's hand in his and said to him, "God Himself is going to incarnate in your family." In order that the meaning be clear to Sri Kondamaraju, he repeated this sentence thrice and added, "You will have the good fortune to see this." Saying so, he went away and never returned again. On the morning of 23rd May 1940, when Bala Satyanarayana moved his hands in thin air and distributed sugar candy and flowers to all the members of the family, the news spread like wildfire and people from the neighborhood flocked around Satyanarayana. Pedda Venkappa was not at home at that time. Somebody gave this news to him and he rushed home. Finding his way through the crowds, he stood in front of Satya. Angrily, he raised the club in his hand at Satya and asked, "Who are you? Devil or ghost or a madman? Tell me the truth or I will beat you up." Satya was calm. He replied peacefully, "I am Sai Baba, Gotra Bharadwaj, Sutra Apastambha. I have taken birth in the Ratnakara Vamsha as a consequence of your prayers to Venkavadhuta." The word Ratnakara also means an ocean. During Samudra Manthan, churning of the ocean, many precious gems emerged from it. So it came to be known as Ratnakara. May this ocean of compassion constantly shower His blessings on all the devotees.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 28th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Ratnakara Vamshodbhavaya Namaha. So dear listeners, in today's episode we explored the meaning and significance of two names of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali. The explanation of the names is taken from the book Garland of 108 Gems by Professor N. Kasturi. And the short story that you listen to is taken from the book Sri Satya Sai Kalpadrama, compiled by Sri Prashant Prabhakar Palekar, English translation by Srimati Shanti P. Bawalkar. With this, we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments, and suggestions on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you and loving Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam.
Thank you. Thank you.